racial issues in sport. Just briefly, Jim, we're talking about Larry Johnson and his comments about Dick Vermeil, essentially that even though Dick is a player's coach, or was a player's coach, that there was a gap in his understanding that inhibited his ability to take criticism from Dick that is not there with Herman Edwards. What would be your comment as you look at relations in baseball, where there's only about 8, 9, 10% of the players African-American, in terms of what a difference it would make if there were more African-American coaches?
Hey, Nick. Yeah, that is an interesting question, and one as a baseball executive that we always keep a look at, because essentially your players are your clients. And when you're out there and you're trying to get your clients, not necessarily to buy your product, but to perform at their highest level, you need to be able to connect with them. And in baseball, and I'm sure, you know, most sports, maybe not so much basketball because they don't have a lot of coaches, but football certainly is applies to that. We try to build our coaching staff, if not just our manager, but at least our coaching staff, to be able to bridge some of those cultural, racial, however you want to put it, and primarily with us in baseball, there are a lot of Latin players. We need to have coaches that not only speak Latin, but understand where the Latin players are coming from. And the difficulty there is a Venezuelan kid is not like a Dominican kid, is not like a Puerto Rican kid, is not like a Mexican kid. They're different cultures. And sometimes we as, you know, Americans sometimes lump them all together, and you really can't do that.
Jarrett Bell, before we let you go, I want to thank you so much. Any final comments in terms of the improvement and the demonstration of the quality of African-American coaches like a Tony Dungy, like a Marvin Lewis, like a Lovie Smith? Do you think that you're going to see an acceleration now in the availability of head coaching jobs?
Well, I don't know. In a dramatic acceleration, I don't know. I think the thing that, you know, the Fritz Pollard Alliance has been really active in trying to create opportunities for a lot of coaches. And I think with the success that Marvin Lewis and Tony Dungy and Lovie Smith and coaches like that have had, it kind of, you know, it's a copycat league. And so it opens the door to get people in the discussion, to get people into the interviews, to get those opportunities. I don't think that that's going to go backward at this point.